Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Rob and Sean Show. It's your boy Sean, Rob, and my good friend and co-worker Wyatt. What's up, Wyatt?
Yo, Wyatt, the guy we've known since high school, the one and only. Still don't really know who Sean is.
What?
Yep.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you, Sean? Tell the audience.
He's just jealous because you're here. That's why.
No. This is the first time we've ever heard from Sean, so.
Anyways, I was thinking we could do Wyatt a bit and get to know him a bit. And then, Rob, you could just be yourself and, you know.
I still don't know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, who are you, Sean?
Sean, tell everybody. Break it down.
Anyways, Rob, how about you ask fucking Wyatt a question since you don't know anything about him?
Wyatt, what makes you think you like Sean? Like, why don't you hate him? Like,
what the fuck kind of first question is that?
Well, I mean, what says I do like him?
Oh! Maybe he doesn't.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, Wyatt, how do I know you from work? Like, what do we do together?
Oh, I milk your udders all the time.
Fucking God. Yeah, okay. No, okay, that's how we... Sometimes when we greet each other, we fucking... Makes me... We sometimes we both like put the thumbs down, you milk them, you know, utter hands. I don't know. Why am I explaining this? This doesn't make any sense to the audio.
It's a secret handshake.
It's a secret handshake. There we go, Rob.
Ooh, secret handshake with their big old heavy balls.
Heavy utters.
Thanks. It's utters. Thank you. It's the correct terminology nowadays. Don't be offensive, Rob. Last time we talked about how much we hated God, which we don't. That was, you know, oh, actually, here's the thing we talk about. I actually got a copyright strike on my TikTok for fucking, I made a little short of us talking about how God, I guess, sucks or whatever. And the first one was about how Rob likes to go because he thought it was like, if they can be happy, why can't I be happy?
That's true.
The second one was like, about how like I'm agnostic and we think that like people who believe in God is a little silly and we just kind of went a little into it, and I got a copyright strike from it, and then I had to appeal it and be like, this is
our own opinion, that's our genuine opinion.
It was for violence and hate speech, and I was like, there's no I wasn't saying hurt anybody, I wasn't hating anybody, it was just being a little silly. It's pretty silly.
We're just talking here. Our opinion means just as much as the next guy.
Well, if you listen to the video,
which means our opinion does mean nothing at the end of
it. If you listen to it, I don't even remember what it is. I can't tell you like, what it really said, but I got it back. So
it was hate speech. It was just us, you know. That's what we do out here. We just constantly belittle everybody. We're better than everybody. That's what this whole show is about.
For sure. You wanted to be on because how you said you grew up like religious. You
oh
said.
Yeah.
So that's something we can talk about.
I was watching that last episode, and I was like, Sean had thrown out the offer of coming on the podcast like a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to get over here last week. And then I saw the episode, and I was really upset that I didn't get over here, because I grew up not growing to church, and then we moved from Fresno, California, out to the middle of like nowhere, Iowa, and everybody in that town went to church. So if you didn't go to church, it was really weird. So we started going to church. I got baptized at 13 in front of the whole church, and everybody was like, why weren't you baptized as a baby? And it was really awkward. And like, but after that, everybody was really welcoming.
After you were baptized, yeah.
After, like, right, like, now that you're, wrong, now that you're clean,
dunk in the water, they're like, oh, he's good.
And he's clean.
Like, our pastor was like, for the church there, it was like she was the first female pastor, and
representation. Whoop.
And, but like, her husband was like, I don't know, he was like really nice. But he like verged on the edge of like weird nice. You know what I'm saying?
Like weird,
like the church, like pastor weird, you know what I'm saying, type thing. And he would have me come over to the house like all the time, and like his house to like help him like move.
Was it like right next to the church?
No.
Okay,
it was, my like pastor's. The small the town was really small. Like I could ride my bike
Where were you from again?
Like, in that out there is Lake City, Iowa. It's a really small town. It was like 1,200 people or something like that. Half the population was over the age of 65.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was really small town. Like, I could ride my bike across town in less than 5 minutes.
That's literally a small town.
Yeah, it was really
small. Or record time.
There was a pipe organ factory there that burnt down.
A what?
A pipe organ. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the big elaborate, like, in the churches, big pipe organs.
It was just a factory. It's a specific thing to burn down. Oh my gosh.
I forget how it happened, but it was an accident overall.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
I hope so.
It was a world renowned pipe organ factory. It's called the Dobson Pipe Organ Factory. And when I was living there, it was like they were building an organ out in the Oxford University in the UK.
And Jesus.
Yeah, like they're like really, like really big freaking pipe organ. Like,
they were international organs.
Yeah. But that one of the guys who worked there went to the church, and you know, I babysat his kids while he was building it. Like, it's huge.
Oh yeah, no, pipe organs are something I only see in movies. Holy shit, that's fucking giant.
Those things. It's not, those things are no joke. You can't, like, once you put those somewhere, I feel like that's kind of that's where they go.
Yeah,
I feel like you have to build the whole infrastructure around the pipe organ.
Yeah, they build everything, like prep everything at this factory, and then ship it all out. But they test fit everything. They have to make sure everything works.
Yeah,
fits together. So they build this thing there, and then they disassemble it, package it all up, send it out, and then they reassemble it.
They do it all again. They're like, all right, now that we can do it here, let's go do it over there.
We have to prove it somehow. But I can't even wrap my hand around how big that shit is.
Because with that one in particular, you got to think, if he's out there and he's building something and he needs something, it's not something he can just go and get. It's a bespoke.
Yeah, they don't have like a pipe organ tool store.
Yeah, it's a very handcrafted item that super specific down.
Can only be bought with charity money. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't ask for donations out there yet. The church hasn't been built.
Yeah, no. So like, church was like in that town like a huge thing.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
I feel like in a lot of small towns, church is always a big thing.
It's huge.
There
was like 3 churches in that town, and it was like it was almost like church gangs.
No, of course.
Because like if you went to one church, like, you definitely were not friends with these people that went to the other church.
What the fuck?
Like, you may like see them in public and like.
But you're all part of the same religion, right? Religious
different
church. They go to a different church.
There was like a Lutheran church, there was a Methodist church, and then there was like a Lutheran Methodist combined church or whatever.
What the?
Yeah, it was like. And then I think they had a Catholic church too. So like,
anywhere you go, people are always trying to fight. Yeah.
They're ready to throw hands.
Yeah, no, it was like. Really wild. youth group though, dude. Oh my god, dude.
What was youth group like?
Youth group was insane.
No, the youth group.
Was dumb as hell, man.
What you guys were in?
So the
Dane release went.
My first interaction with a lot of like the kids in town was at youth group, like the first Wednesday after I moved there. I think I moved there like on a Monday or some shit.
Okay.
And my grandma signed me up for youth group just to meet people, you know. And so I went. She told me they had free food. I was like, fuck yeah, you know.
I'll go
for free dinner, you know. Yeah. See what the hell they got. They had what was called Maid Rites. It's like Sloppy Joe's, but not sloppy.
What?
What the what? Yeah. Did you say Joe's?
Joe?
Yes, dude.
So they're like just correct Joe's. Like, no, what is
but
that?
It's like they brown ground beef and mustard and ketchup and just fucking put it on a bun, dude.
That's heat.
Yeah, it's just like.
So they just, it's just a generic, just like sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got there and I was like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Joe's.
They had dessert too. I think it was like a couple cookies.
Wait, was it just like basic vanilla ice cream with like chocolate syrup on the side?
Yeah. Okay, so we end up going from that to like individual like rooms based on like. Like how many people were could fit in each room, and they had like a shit ton of these like retro couches and chairs from the 70s with like awful puke green and floral prints on them, like stupid comfortable though, like stupid comfortable, like
amazing
stupid comfortable. But yeah, no, so I walk in and I'm trying to find a room that doesn't have a fucking, you know, full room, and find one and sit down, and they're like, hey man, what's up, where you live? I'm like, give them the street address, you know, it's like West Jackson and Olive, you know. They're like, where's that? I'm like, how do you not know? It's a small freaking town, dude. Chill the fuck out.
It's like, I feel like my house is like two blocks down there. Yeah. Like, how do you not know where my house is?
And I'm like, we're on Main Street right now. And if you go up the street, that's Jefferson. And then you go to Monroe and then Jackson. And then if you go to the right, you know, you got this street, that street, and the other street. And yeah. Then there you're at. And they looked at me, dude. Like, I was a fucking terrorist. They're like, did you have fucking bombs planted at every fucking corner of the fucking streets, dude?
Like, what?
It's like, no, I just know my hometown.
How do you know all the street names? You moved here like 2 days ago. I'm like, there's not fucking very many.
There's like three.
They're like, we don't even know the street names, dude. Like, we just go by, you go down to Jim's house and turn right, and if you see that big olive tree over there, you've gone too far.
I mean, I'm the same way in my, like, I'm the same like, way in my local town.
Are you guys even alive right now, dude?
No, what? I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, I don't, like, I'm not surprised when people tell me they do know the streets around
Rob,
town.
Where the fuck is Jim's house? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, I don't know.
No, like, I can probably, no, like, wait, hold on. Like, I can figure out how to get to, like, a homie's house, of like, Clay's house or Calder's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, I still wouldn't be surprised if someone knew how to get to the friend's house by just knowing the street, knowing how to get there by the streets instead of just knowing how to get there.
Jefferson, but
like, it wouldn't be a big deal
either
way. Like, that shouldn't be a big, like, that wouldn't be a surprise to someone. It's like, you know how to navigate the roads? It's like, yeah.
Like, mind you, I guess, you know, in their defense, at least a little bit, I was 13. Everybody was 13. Not really concerned with street names, you know.
Yeah, but still.
The thing is everybody knew everybody who lived in that town since they popped out.
It would just, it's like second hand at that point. It's like, it's not like you're trying to learn it. It's just like, you're gonna wind up learning it one way or the other.
Yeah, like, I'm 2 days fresh. Like you guys said, I don't know none of y'all motherfuckers. I don't know where Jim Bob's house is, you know?
They're like, you know too much about the town already. It's like, you're too smart or something.
The equivalent here would be like, go down, you know, where's the bowling alley? You know, you go down to the Taco Bell and turn left, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if you go to if you see the Dollar Tree, you've gone too far.
Well, yeah, fair. But I don't know street names here. But I know the few that I remember constantly, Esplanade, Street.
Right.
Like, that's really, then a few other ones if I really want to get into it, you know?
Right.
But still, I'm not gonna, but if I'm gonna say generally where how to get someplace, I'm gonna say like Taco Bell, and also like, where's your phone, you know?
Well, yeah, but like, not back then, but still, even still, like, even back then, that's even more reason to know streets. It's like, yeah, what's a phone? It's like, okay, well, if you don't have a phone, you should actually be able to figure out like how to get to Jim Bob's house.
Doing that for a while.
This was like 2000. Oh fuck, was it think it was like 2012. No. Definitely not.
You said you were 13.
Yeah,
you were,
definitely.
Because I was 13. Hold up, hold I was up. Like 12 in 2012.
I was 13 in 2012.
You're like, because I'm 24 right now.
I'm 25.
Oh, so, yeah. And so you're.
So that was like 2008.
Yeah, 7. Eight.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight.
The A7.
2007.
So I think that's the first iPhone.
iPhones were just coming out.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Like everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like.
No.
Smartphones were definitely out. Like, I think my mom had made this.
It's just, I feel like knowing Streech isn't out of the realm of, like, crazy. That shouldn't be a crazy thing. Like, he knows street names. He knows too much.
Yeah. He's studying America, bro. We gotta watch him.
How dare he know where he lives and how to get around town?
Anyone that
take him out.
A terrorist. I love that.
This motherfucker is great. He thinks he knows our cute little town.
Dude, the other thing, though, too, from moving from California out into the middle of nowhere, Iowa, is, like, the crazy thing is people from California don't know that other states have commercials about California.
What do you mean?
Literally.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's commercials that are literally just saying, like, visit California. That's it.
That's a thing?
That is. It's got, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in them.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger goes from, like, skiing to, like, surfing in like 10 seconds, dude.
I've been out of state. I've never seen those,
dude.
Before.
Hold
what?
Up, I gotta show
this. I've never heard of this.
Hold up, I gotta show this to
visit California ad. Just look it up, Rob.
California commercial.
What the
literally
fuck?
Just look up
crazy.
California commercial. It's visit California,
and
so 13 years ago,
and it's just Was it Jared Leto?
Oh my god, there's actual just commercials to visit California.
Rob, it's just...
What the fuck is this?
It's just Mark Ruffalo? Like, it's all a bunch of actors. Like, saying visit California, and they have, like in their nature, and, like, famous places like San Francisco. Like, what the fuck? It's so, like... And okay, I've been in California my whole life. I grew up in Sacramento, and I've been like to San Francisco, San Diego. I've been all over California. It's chill. It's nice. Like, it's cool.
It's not that good.
It's cool. Like, I get it, but we're used to it. It's just like,
it's not that special, so though.
I've been here my whole life.
People from other states see California as that right there, because that's what they see. Non-stop on commercials, dude, about California.
True.
Other than that, they see news reports of shootings or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But news is state to state. Your news,
of course.
California news, like a lot of the news we see, does not get shown in Iowa.
Of course.
You know, all of Iowa news gets shown in Iowa. They don't show other states. So the commercials, what they see is that, right?
Mm.
So me coming at 13 from Fresno, California, nowhere near either mountains or, you know, the ocean. I mean, I'm a couple hours from both. But
the north side of California is not what people are seeing.
Fresno is a decimal.
Yes.
It is a, like, pit.
He lived there. He could say it.
It's a pit. But yeah, no. So going from there to... You know, Iowa, all these kids are asking me, hey, do you snowboard? Hey, do you surf? Hey, do you do this? Do you do that? You know, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
And they're just like, oh, what?
You're from California.
But you're from, yeah, exactly. You're from California.
Yeah, no, I've been in New York. People ask me that shit too, Rob. If you go Rob hasn't been too much out of state, but.
No, dude, it's always still the same. It's always everyone when they look at me, it's immediately I was like, oh, you're a surfer. I'm like, no.
He's got
like,
long blonde like hair and he's tall, skinny dude. And that's why.
Literally,
like, he looks like one.
Dude, you're a surfer.
I've been on a snowboard once. I've had like tried it, but I don't do it all the time.
Right.
I'm not a professional. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't live near it.
I've never
you know?
Been on a snowboard or skis.
Like, this is our normal. Like,
yeah, no.
We don't.
I've never been snowboarding and surfing,
you know,
or
Ashton Kutcher is my neighbor. You know,
like, no, that's just mostly if you just go to the south and go to like San Diego, San Francisco, or L.A. Other places, yeah, sometimes like it, like it,
yeah,
Leonardo
yeah.
DiCaprio's in Sacramento right now.
Yeah,
right now, like that's cool.
The hot spots where.
Yo, yeah, I dap up Leo on the norm, bro.
Yeah, you know, you don't. Anyways, yeah, no, but it's because it's. You gotta go to LA, but there's so many people there, and it's so expensive, and that's like
the thing is
hella,
that's hella. Where they live, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's these people all live kind of in the same area, because this is where they all work.
Yeah,
you know, they're all centrally located to where, you know, they're obligated to work.
I guess,
not,
yeah.
You know,
true.
I guess obligated is the word. Yeah, just they're under contract.
But, well, I mean, you have to fucking pay your rent, feed your fucking family. And
why
shit.
Live
kind
halfway
of have
across
to work.
The you know U.S. when you know. Your job's over here. You might as well live close.
I mean, like, even me, like, well, it's just like take. So I'm gonna use my own experience. I went to New York not too long ago for the first time ever, and I went to New York City to check it out. I was up in upstate New York mostly, the farmlands, Rob, right? And
farming.
Yeah, and we went down to the city, and I fell in love instantly. It was so crowded, so fucking crazy, so much. But like, damn, it was so like. Aw, shocking. Like, I was like, my brain instinct was like, I want to move here, right? I want to figure out any way to get here. But,
do
like,
you know how expensive it is?
It's exactly. But, like, the feeling of being there, it's like, it overwhelms you. And you get that rush when you visit a place, it's so cool. Right. You're on vacation. But then I was there for a good time. I was there for like 3 days, 4 days, and like four in a row in New York City for like a week. And I got over it. I was like, oh no, I get it now. I get it. It's just like, it's just fucking buildings. It's just a bunch of buildings and they got cool shit everywhere, but it's like, who gives a fuck at the end of the day?
We got
like,
shit in San Francisco.
You know? We got cool shit.
It's
everywhere.
All the same shit, just in a different location.
But
it's
a
different vibe, though. Definitely, though.
100%. But I understand the same feeling of people coming to California and getting that rush of like, oh, I want to live here. And probably not the same thing of like, oh, I'm over it, because it's not like overwhelming amount of people and like, I don't want to say rudeness, but like a different type of like social dynamic.
Well, you gotta think too, a lot of people coming from out of state are either going to drive to specific locations, or people are going to fly and they're going to visit locations based off of where they're able to land.
True.
So you have to look at the airport hubs. So you got San Diego, LA, San Francisco, Sacrimento.
Yeah, you're right.
The big cities.
Some people
literally everywhere
over here are landing there.
Spending their, you know, savings to visit a state that they've never been to versus going somewhere closer and having a, you know, more enjoyable experience with more money to spend per se, you know.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna jump out to California, they're gonna take the risk and they're gonna go visit a place they've never been to, and they're gonna go to the places that they, you know, that are fantasized, you know, based off like these commercials. You know, people want to go surfing, they want to go to the beaches because they're landlocked states, you know, Montana, you know,
they don't know what water is, dude. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Well, a lake is so much different than the ocean.
Oh my gosh. But like,
dude, night and day.
Hold up though,
Rob is a water bug.
Lake Superior.
Oh,
up there in the big Great Lakes up there bordering Michigan and Wisconsin. Oh my gosh, dude. Those are like oceans.
Really?
Those are
big ones. Those are the Great Lakes.
Dude,
man.
Those are big.
If it's got sand, do the beaches have sand?
Yes, they do.
Then that's all.
Dude,
I feel like that's all you need.
They have sand in a lot of places.
Okay, like, here, let me put you.
Paint your picture. First.
Let me paint you guys a picture about how big this thing is. They send cargo ships across it because it is so big to drive. It is more cost effective to send a boat with however many shipping containers on it than it is to pay these individual drivers to drive around it.
Jesus Christ.
It's still like a 4 to 6 hour boat ride across.
But it can, like, they can just transport.
It's all isn't the most? No, they're like a little bit separated, but most of them all connected. The Great Lakes.
Up. I have a picture.
Except
of
like one of them is.
I've got a picture of a shipping container.
I remember a bit of my geography class, so I remember they're all like mostly really close and connected, except like one of them is kind of more separated.
Those maps don't do shit for justice.
Like, those maps don't mean nothing, dude, in the real world.
Take Colorado off the map and move it over the Great Lakes, dude. I swear to you, it's probably just it's probably bigger.
Oh my gosh,
Rob, that's what she said.
Dude, shut the fuck up, dude.
Look, that's looking.
Oh, Rob, look up a picture of the Great Lake, dude. You can't see the end of it.
This is a shipping container.
I know how big. I understand how big it is. I'm on his side on this one. It makes sense.
I've never seen it before. I'm in awe. My awe is amazing.
Sean's an uncultured swine.
And that's good content.
Yeah, no, it's.
Sean, wait, are you telling me you didn't know the world was flat?
I hate you. I've known it forever. It's
clearly.
Rob hasn't traveled very much. Rob, where have you been?
I've been to Boston and the Bahamas.
There's only two places you've been out of state?
Yep.
Oh, dang. We're out of country, though. That's cool.
Where places do you want to visit? What places do you want to visit for sure, Rob?
Hawaii sounds pretty cool. Somewhere in Alaska, definitely. Canada, Denmark would be pretty sick. If we're talking just like unlimited funds, fuck it. Why not Japan?
Fuck it. All right, Rob. Let's rent a dirty van and then travel the world.
Why do we have to rent a dirty van? Okay, can't we just have our own?
We can rent a clean van.
Can't we just have our own van?
We can. Okay, we can buy a clean van.
Yeah. We can just have. We can start with a clean van, and over time, it could get dirty.
Yes, true. The boys. What are you looking up in the maps, Wyatt?
All the places.
He's trying to figure out the fastest way to get to your house to kill you.
he's at my house. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to figure out all the places that I have traveled to. Because I've traveled a lot, dude. I've traveled to every state west of the Missouri River, excluding Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, and Oregon.
Dude, this guy puts us to shame.
I've also been to Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
So, the question we should be asking is just, where haven't you been?
let me count this up real quick.
Fucking, how many, I'm trying to think. Rob, you've been to a lot of places in California, though, right?
No, I mean, not really. Just, like, the basic, like, I mean, I've been to Santa Cruz because of you.
That was me, yeah. Why did we go down there again? Because Kaya's never been. You've never been.
There was We did a birthday thing for me. The other time was with, like, Jose. It was just a couple random. I went with my niece one time.
It was your birthday, and your birthday's near Kaya's birthday.
Yeah,
Did she ever text you?
About what?
Your birthday.
I don't think so.
That bitch. I reminded her.
Bro, it's not. I'm chilling. No, I know you are,
but I'm not. I'm gonna fucking beat her up.
I've been to 18 out of 50 states.
Oh shit!
All the big ones. East Coast has a bunch of small states.
No, to be fair, I can't remember. I did go to like Pennsylvania. I went to all the states like near New York. I went to like four of them. I can't remember.
So
name them.
So I include all the states that I have had to have layover flights in too, because my feet are on the ground in that state. For a few hours, they are there. But I have traveled from California to Iowa like six different times or whatever. And each time has been different. So like the first time I was 10 years old and I helped my grandmother move, and we had like this big brigade of people. We had
The family brigade.
Dude, we had everybody. So it was my grandparents, it was my aunt, uncle, and cousin, and it was my great grandparents all moving. And so we had an RV, like a big 24-foot RV.
Oh shit.
And it had it was towing my grandfather's truck. It was a 69 Chevrolet.
Nice.
And then we had the big budget truck, and that was towing my uncle's Ford Escort on a trailer. And then we had my aunt driving her like 72 Beetle. And so we were driving through, I think it was, we had so many issues driving through that trip.
It's like, why did we do it? Why did we move?
It's always how it is on driving trips, though.
I was 10 years old. So that trip was like my first time out of the state. I was first time spending like the summer with my grandmother.
Core memories were made.
Like, I grew up in a very abusive household, so like my grandma was my safe haven, dog. Okay. And so like being taken out of state by my grandmother was fucking huge, dude. I was like, I don't have to fucking worry about a thing, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Disneyland for fucking week, dog.
This is forever Disneyland.
This is fucking gold, dude. Yeah. Like, I am living fucking higher than anybody right now, dude.
Yeah.
Chris Farley is fucking lower than me right now, dude.
I feel like that's every kid who gets out of an abusive like household or anything. They're just like, oh, this is the greatest feeling ever.
I was surrounded by like the best people too, dude. My uncle was like a huge father figure, dude.
Yeah.
Like, my dad was ripped away from me growing up, and so like I didn't really like my mom was really fucking weird, dude. Really fucking
My mom's great, but also really weird. Yeah, I get like, the dad stuff.
I moved out when I could, as fast as I could, for a fucking reason. But, like, going with my uncle and my grandma and all that shit, dude, it was literally Disneyland, dude.
Yeah, of course.
We were driving across different states, having a blast, dude.
Yeah.
And little to my knowledge, dude, my grandma and my uncle and my grandpa and my aunt were all fucking getting high anytime we pulled over.
I was not expecting you to
My grandma told me, like, when I was
like weed high, or like
my grandma was telling me like a couple years ago, she was like, yeah, we were driving with like a couple pounds of weed.
That's hilarious. I love grandma even more now. We were ready, we were locked and loaded, we were having a good time. We're gonna
start having a great time.
So we had a whole week.
When I think about the things that went wrong, I'm like, damn, dude, how high was my grandpa? we had some issues that definitely could have been avoided had he waited to smoke. Like, we were in New Mexico, and
we had
the canopy down on the RV.
Okay.
And so the awning, the thing that comes down and provides shade. And had it down the night before, having a great time, and go inside to sleep, wake up. All right, you guys ready to go? Let's go. Fucking drive off, and that fucking thing gets ripped off immediately, dude. My grandpa sat there, went outside, and just took a razor blade and cut the fucking fabric off and just drove away. Left the whole shit right there. He's like, well, I guess we're featureless now.
And didn't this car come with a canopy? Nah, we didn't spring for that model.
We never had that shit.
Because grandpa coded so much. Dude, Rob, my grandpa's the same fucking way. He would have done the same thing. He's such a fucking crazy guy.
Sean, I would have done the same thing today.
No, Rob would have. No, Rob reminds me a lot of our grandpa. No, my grandpa's like smoking all the time. So I'll tell you a story. When we were coming back from New York, traveling with these motherfuckers, oh my God, guys. It was it was so hard. I had to watch my grandpa, and my grandma would always be worried, like, oh, go after him, make sure he's fine. Because he just, I don't know, he's bipolar really badly. I don't fucking know. And he just, like,
Sean's off. Family is, like, notoriously full of drama.
You know this, yeah. My whole podcast is just my family drama. He wanders off on his phone playing his fucking game and just starts talking to people in his full multicolored clothes, shorts, and it just says school colors on them. And his fucking hat, they're all matching. I don't know where the fuck he bought this. I don't know why. And we're all flying to New York and we're coming back and he's smoking a dab pen in the airport all the time. Doesn't give a flying fuck. I'm so like, I smoke, I don't care. But yeah, you know, I don't smoke in buildings, especially federal airport buildings. I don't fucking know. And he drops it, it breaks, and it's like oozing the wax out.
Oh no.
And he's like, oh no, I dropped the dab. Like, I can't believe it. What does this guy do? He's got coffee, he's drinking, right? He's just like, oh well, I don't know why he does this. He just drops the whole disposable wax pen into his coffee cup.
That's just straight up disgusting.
Disgusting. No, the broken glass, the fucking battery, the fucking wax, all of it into his cup. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. It just drinks it.
Oh, no.
Drinks it all. And then we go flying, and I don't see him all the time. And then we go down, we get into the car, and we're chilling. And next thing you know, he's not feeling good.
Oh, and he's, I like, wonder so why.
Yeah, he feels so sick. And then we pull, we get finally to the house, and it's just... in his full school colors clothes, just throwing up outside of the car. Just like, I was like, I feel like I just took home my like teenage son. Like, this is my grandpa. He's like 76, bro. It was just strange fucking experience.
It's just so surreal for you. You're like, out of all the people, it's like, why is it my grandpa?
And Rob, you know my family, dude. You know, like, it was such a weird fucking, my brother was there. Me and him were like parents. We were so done. We were so tired from the trip. We're just like, I can't even fucking, I don't even care. Like, I'm so annoyed now. I just want to go. Like,
it's like, why?
I felt so bad. I just left it for my grandma and my mom to clean up. I'm like, just dude, you can deal with him. Because I've been fucking following him and chasing after him. He kept wandering off and shit. I hate that shit. And then he'll get mad. Like, why are you following me? And then we'll let him do his thing. Just wander off, be like, no one loves me. It's like, motherfucker, I hate this.
It's like, do you want me to love you? Because you're really making it hard for me too, buddy.
It's so
you.
Hard. So when you tell me that stuff about your grandpa and your family and stuff, I'm like, I relate a bit, dude. Oh god. What else happened on your road trip?
Oh, we had our like gas lines for the stove like burst. Because
your gas lines?
Yeah, so like the
an RV, Sean. It's got like stove gas lines.
It's got like propane tanks.
Yeah.
So like imagine it like a barbecue, right?
Yeah, of course.
And there's like copper lines. Well, we didn't like exhaust the gas in the lines, and so the pressure difference of elevation driving through different elevations caused them to burst in certain, like at the welds.
Oh, okay. And see, it's so, why I ask questions, bitch.
It's like a bag of chips, bro.
But yeah, and then we had like our shower bathtub line burst the same way. And then driving through like Arizona and Nevada. So my aunt was driving the Ford Escort first before the Beetle, and the AC went out. And so the budget truck was originally towing the Beetle on the trailer, and she said, fuck it, if I'm gonna be driving no AC, I'm gonna drive the Beetle, you know. I'm gonna have
fun. Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have fun, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. And so she was driving the Beetle, and then the awning. And then I think we had a flat tire on the RV. And then
how long did it take you to get where you're trying to go?
Oh, we took our time that time. It took 7 days.
They were cruising, bro.
We were in no rush. My grandma went from like living down in Fresno for like she was oh shit, she was, what the fuck is the name of it?
Rob.
The shit, what? You, the shit you apply for when you get fired.
Oh, okay. Wait.
What is that?
Oh,
unemployment.
Unemployment. Yeah. I've never had to deal with that shit. She was an unemployment like claims adjuster. So she like if you or no, she was a workers' comp claims adjuster. That's what it was. So like if you got injured on the job and you applied for workers' comp, like you would deal with her as far as your application, and she was super dope about shit. She would sit there and she'd be like, get an application that would come through, and she would know that it would get denied had it gone past her. And she would sit there and get a hold of you, and she would go through and go, hey, this is definitely not going to get passed. Let me talk you through on how you should word this so that way it will get passed and you will get your workers' comp approved. So she would sit there. Yeah, she was like, fuck the system, dog. I'm gonna help motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this system. I'm gonna cheat the system.
Yeah, she was helping motherfuckers out to where like she would obviously see like people were actually injured, you know what I'm saying? Like she was like looking out for the small guy who was actually hurt and didn't know what the fuck was going on, never had to deal with something like this, you know. But like she went from she was born and raised in Albany, New York. She moved when she was
where's Albany exactly?
Albany is upstate New York. You might have been nearby.
I think that's where my grandpa was from.
And so that's where my great grandparents were at when they moved, I think. But like that's a long ass time ago. But yeah, my grandma moved when she was 16. And she moved to California, and they had a typewriter, dog. They had a typewriter, and they documented the whole fucking trip from New York to California on a typewriter. They printed out a book for like each one of the family members, and I unfortunately was not able to grab one when I moved back to California.
Damn.
But
that's rough.
Yeah, like all of my family, like everybody who has one is like a rough communication system right now, and I will not be able to get one, and it's really unfortunate. But I grabbed a lot of stuff from my that was like memorabilia from my great grandfather. Like he was a Shriner.
Was a Shriner.
I know they do a lot of like hospitals, like foundation stuff, but it's like I have theories that he was like a Masonite.
I don't know.
What that is. Shit!
What's that, Rob?
It's what's the best word? It's like a Freemason. They like
yeah,
they,
Freemason. Okay, I've heard of that term, but I don't think I've ever looked it up.
It's like people that want to do good regardless of what the government's. It's like a whole like conspiracy thing.
Okay.
It's got roots in like actual real things, but like it can go as deep as people want to believe it.
Yeah, he was a band president. So he was a high-ranking band member. When he was growing up, he was in World War II. He was a bugler, and he was also a part of the Army Air Corps, I believe it's called. Before the Air Force was derived, and. A lot of the military talk I'm not up to spec on talking about. Like I cannot talk about specifics about military stuff. Like I'm not capable about that. I don't have any experience in there.
My grandpa doesn't give a fuck. He'll tell me like, oh yeah, I was sitting in a fucking submarine by Vietnam and we were fucking told like it had a nuke on it because like it was a secret op. No, I fucking swear to God, dude. I don't know if this is real or not. I don't know if I'm.
No, he tells stories like that all the time, and I'm like, are you being for real or?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't know this was like big news. Sorry, I'll be for real. 100%, my grandpa like has told me 100% a bunch of times. He was a high-ranking engineer. I know this from true. He joined in the Navy when he was 17 because he was arrested for being a fucking nuisance, drinking, driving, and smashing mailboxes. Just fucking being a nuisance to the world. He's great. I love him. Got arrested and it was either you go to jail or you go join the Navy. He goes joins the Navy.
My grandpa was the same way.
This is the OG.
Anyways, my grandpa was a savage about it, though. I got a story for you.
He was basically in, he told me that, you know, he's been on a boat and saved people before. I don't know what that means, really. Anyways, and
I was on a boat at
the time, but he was in a submarine once, and they were holding, I don't know if it was a nuke, but it was a, it's what he said, and it, they were told that, like, if anything serious and stuff like that happened, they were just there ready, you know, the Americans are always, you know how they are. It makes sense now that they would always just have that on lock and ready. It was just after World War II, but it was very secret, and then nothing ever happened. It just wasn't a big deal, and then they left. Like, it was, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how do you, why are you telling me this? It's like, what are they gonna do, kill me? I already got cancer. Like, they fucking gave it to me, bro. Like,
so my grandfather who served in World War II, he, not the same grandfather, but yeah, a similar course, story, yeah. But he went in, I believe he was 17 when he enlisted. Like, he's like, he falsified his paperwork and went in and served his country and all that. And when his time was up, like his time, like where he could go home, it was like right around, like a lot, like he was trained up to fly at that point. Like, it was either you stay enlisted and you fly a plane and have the possibility of dying within like 2 months,
yeah,
or you go home, your time is up. And he said, I'm going home for peace, motherfuckers.
I would too.
Fuck that. But like, so he's capable of flying a plane, but he also, he was a bugler, so he played the bugle. Which is exactly, thank you, Rob. Yeah, but it's like a trumpet without the keys. So a lot of like the tone, like a lot of the different is vocals. It's his lips. It's how the pressure about his lips.
Oh,
I learned how to play trumpet from him when I was like 5 years old. I learned how to read music when I was 5 years old by him and started playing. He would sit there and he would play music. Like, he had a couple big bands, you know, is what they would call them back in the day. But they were like, it was him and like 8 other guys, and he was, his name was up on his pedestal, like, and it was Bob Brown, and everybody else had his initials in front of them, you know.
Yeah,
so he would sit there and he'd play yeah, baller shit,
dog. Bob Brown,
yeah,
dog. Dude, the Bob Brown, it's fucking sick. He had
Bob Brown, the trumpet player, bro, I'm next, dude. That's fucking, that's so sick.
He had a band called Sophisticated Swing. I still have
Sophisticated Swing.
That is such a 1930s, bro, 40s,
he's got a jacket. I have his jacket, bro.
No,
I swear to God, it's a silk bomber style jacket with gold embroidery. It's a big ass trumpet on the back, dog. And then up here,
I want that now.
It says Sophisticated Swing, dog. It is. Dude. Ballers.
That's sick.
I gotta bring it in and show you one day, yes, dog.
Please, that it's is super so... dope.
But he, like, I got a bunch of his tapes.
Yeah,
bro, I have a shit ton of his tapes, bro. Like his old recording tapes.
Uh-huh.
Like. his music, dude. Like, I swear to God, bro, it's super dope to have this stuff, because this shit was recorded in like 1991.
Yes,
bro, like super cool stuff. I've got multiple tracks,
dude. Hey Rob, this is the guy I want to get Helldivers with to play with, and that's exactly what you're
no I'm loving this guy. Guy's story is fucking amazing. I wish I was there. Like, I wish I could be like dapping this man. I'm like, this story is sick.
I just want us all to be dropping in, and I want to hear you on the mic just playing the trumpet. Let me just drop it and start killing bugs. Oh, that'd be fucking amazing. Dude, but tell me about your grandpa. You brought up that he got arrested.
Okay.
I would love to hear that,
so
Rob.
This is,
not Rob Wyatt, sorry.
This is my great-grandfather's daughter's husband. So my mom's dad. So he got into an incident in one of the southeast states. I forget if it was like Louisiana or like Tennessee or some shit, but like he got into some like felony charges or some shit, and he came with...
The family's always vague about it. They don't
remember. Yeah, exactly.
You know, something bad happened. He served his time.
I went to court, you know, they said, go to the jail or...
My grandpa was over, right? Yeah. I was just drinking and driving and smashing mailboxes. Fuck.
I don't know. It was something to do with, like... He's told me a bunch of different stories. The one that I, like, have a really, like, easy time believing is him going fishing with a sheriff, and he brought dynamite and lit the stick of dynamite and handed it to the sheriff officer and told him to throw it or blow us both up. And the sheriff officer threw it into the lake and then immediately took him to jail.
What the fuck?
Okay.
It's like, all right, you got two options. We either eating fish tonight, or we going to eating heaven.
Yeah, we either fishing or we ain't.
It's fucking Tuesday, dude.
So you're that we really fish.
And so he ends up being presented with the option of going to prison or going into the military. And to the judge's knowledge, you know, my grandpa's up there. I don't know if it was like fucking him bluffing hella hard or what, but like when he was a teenager or some shit, he was riding a dirt bike through town and got clipped by a car, and he had a pin in his ankle. And oof. So in the military, you cannot serve if you've had surgeries like that.
Yeah.
And so he said,
you have asthma.
The judge presented him with the option to go to the military or jail. He said, send me to the fucking military. And so he gets there and they say, you can't serve. And so he's like, well, I guess I can't serve. So they say, get the fuck out of the state. They literally told him to get the fuck out of the state and he can't go back to whatever state that is. I don't know if it still holds up, but he also got lucky enough to where those felony charges were also on file via paperwork, and there was a fire at whatever facility held that paperwork. And like growing up, my grandfather really enjoyed firearms, and so like my grandma would buy firearms with his money. So
sounds like a match made in heaven.
Yeah. And so
the only time I ever shot a gun was with Rob, actually, and his brother. Yeah.
So my grandma had all the guns in her name, and then all of a sudden, like, my grandpa found out somehow that he could buy a gun. And apparently
found out he could buy a gun.
Apparently all of his felonies went up in smoke.
Wait, so it's like, he got off scot-free.
Literally. And so, I'm not shitting you. Like, my grandfather went from only being able to buy black powder firearms.
Sean, that's
why
the whole thing.
Why are you not buying that shit right now and having duels? What?
because you know how annoying it is to load a black powder rifle?
Yes, no, it's super inefficient. But yes, felons can buy black powder firearms in certain states.
That's crazy.
That's because, like, you don't get much of a chance. You get a one and done, felons. You get a one and done, felons. That's fucking crazy.
So, like, he would go from buying black powder firearms, and he had like seven or eight of them, and he always had them fucking loaded. So like he was like, okay, I'll just pick one up and shoot one and pick up the next one.
You gotta buy like
20. He's like, I'm not fucking reloading, I'll just pick up the next one.
Oh my god, that'd be a nightmare, bro. It's like,
but like all of a sudden he had like an AK out of fucking nowhere. we're like, wait a second, how did you buy that? He's like, I don't know, my background passed. We're like, what?
That means he kept trying. Like,
yes,
he kept trying.
Yes.
I mean, he kept going back and finding out when his background check was going to be cleared. That means he just went in one day and was like, I'm going to buy a fucking AK and see if it goes through. Just see. That means he's tried before, Rob. Like,
that's normal. My grandpa had an AK.
What the fuck, Rob?
Yeah, that's just, dude, guys want guns.
What's with the guys wanting to buy a gun and then buying an AK? They're just like...
Dude, have you ever shot an AK?
No, I've only shot... What were the guns that we shot?
Oh my god, Sean, if you need to shoot an AK, because that's like a real gun. Like, ARs, oh my god, they're like pussy weapons compared to fucking AKs. Those are the real guns. You're like, ah, these are the fucking school shooter guns.
I've only shot... I shot a pistol, a super small, like, rifle, and then an actual big, like, World War II, like... rifle. I don't
like
know
SKS or some shit.
What was it, Rob?
Yeah, you know? I think it was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was an SKS.
Rob, what guns have you guys shot? Because I feel like
it was just like you probably shot like the 12 gauge shotgun, a 22 rifle, a 22 long. You probably shot shit like that.
I never shot a 12 gauge shotgun.
When like yeah, I'm just saying like that's the shit I have. It's just like you probably just shot Mark.
Like if you did shoot it when you were shooting with him. Probably the stuff that he brought out.
Got it.
Like, I really don't have much experience with firearms. Like, I do, but I don't. Like, not, like, with an individual firearm. I will say I don't have much experience with, like, say, a specific firearm. But, like, growing up, my grandparents have always had firearms. Like, my mom has dated people who has had firearms who have
never had taken me out to shoot.
And, like, there was... One of my mom's boyfriends who ended up turning into a husband. That was a fucking weird thing, dude. So, like, my mom was dating this guy, got pregnant, and then moved to Iowa. Didn't tell him that she was pregnant until, like, 2 weeks before her delivery date. And then was like, if you want to be a part of this kid's life, you got to move out here and be a part of it.
Oh, shit.
Like, Jesus. What?
I'm tripping. I'm thinking about what to do.
Yeah, and so like, anyways, he moved out, was like a really dickhead fucking person, and then my mom ended up fucking getting back with him and marrying him at one point. But anyways, while we were in California, he was super dope at the first beginning, and like before we moved out, like he was a really nice guy. Like, he got fucked over by my mom, and my mom's sitting there going, why is he such an asshole? Like, fucking maybe because of you, bitch. But, like, no, he was super dope, dude. He was I thought this dude was dope as shit when we moved in. And then we moved out, and I'm like, why the fuck did we move out? But, like, he had a bunch of... He was ex-military, too, and he had a bunch of really cool stuff. He had a 30-30 Winchester. He had a couple of 9mm and 45 pistols. I can't remember which. He had a nice, 308 rifle, you know, bolt action. He had a bunch of really cool stuff.
Bro, had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he had all the fun stuff. He had all the, you know, the plinkers, you know, and he had the cool on range stuff, you know. He was like communications within the military. So he did a lot of like that stuff. So like a lot of his military stuff isn't really with guns. His stuff comes with like money, you know. So like he's got the money for the stuff, you know, to play with after the fact, with the knowledge of knowing how to shoot and stuff, you know. And then, like, my grandparents, they had some, like, novelty stuff, you know. Like, they had a Henry lever-action 22 Golden Boy, you know. They had a 12-action single-shot break-action shotgun.
When I was up in New York, my family did a gun raffle. That's a common thing over there.
Oh, dude, that's a super common thing out there.
Rob, you ever hear of that?
Oh, yeah, people do that shit. Oh, it's like, oh, yeah, you can win a gun. It's like, what?
In New York, it's crazier. The guns are, like, because the gun laws are different over there.
Oh, super cool. Like, they're similar to California, but California's most
strict. Yeah. They were offering, like, big, like, automatic rifles and ARs and, like, shotguns and, like, things like that. I don't know.
That would be correct only if they were licensed firearm users. So like
they're probably semi-automatic rifles.
Well, like if they were automatic firearms, they would have been.
No, they probably wouldn't. Probably they would have been. It's not even close to New York City.
Maybe not your area. They would have been a very niche giveaway because people with the correct licensing and, you know, paperwork to be able to own those firearms would be able to apply for those types of giveaways. But it's very niche and very exclusive, like ritzy fucking thing, like like an HK fucking MP5 full auto, like that. Fuck yeah, dude, that'd be a very niche but very expensive fucking item.
Yeah, I would not know what to do if I fucking wanted to. My brother, like, I told my brother, like, I gave my brother my card, like, you can sign it. I don't need to win a gun, because if I win that shit, like, I don't need to have a gun.
Bro, I would have taken a free gun.
I would have given it to you. Yeah,
you know what's crazy about Iowa, the gun laws out there are super kind of relaxed. So, like, you can sell a firearm to your neighbor, and all you have to do is...
You can smoke your dab if you want.
All you have to do is give a bill of sale.
That's so easy.
Dude, so, like, you don't even have to re-register it. So, like, say you buy a gun off of fucking Joanne Franklin out there, who, you know, her husband just passed away, and he's got a shit ton of fucking firearms, you know? You buy an AK off him. Full auto. You know?
Fuck it.
Why not?
Guess what? All you need is a bill of sale.
Easy. And just like that, you've got a full auto gun.
You got a full auto gun still in Jim Bob's name.
That's crazy. How the
gun? And it's legally yours.
Bill of sale, bitches. Damn it.
Get fucked.
I've never really had to deal with guns. The only time was like my dad grew up in a very Catholic household, and I don't know what he did outside of it. He just smoked meth, I know that. And so does my mom, but they never really had their own guns or shot anyone that I know of. But my uncle one time had a friend, and they were out on the front porch, and
That's how a lot of these gun stories usually start. It's like, oh yeah, they're just out on the porch one night.
No, Rob, literally, and he was out there. It was him and my uncle Jeff, and they were just talking, and guys pulled up and they shot him in the head.
Dude,
they killed him on the porch.
That's crazy.
Scarred my uncle and everyone. Like, that's pretty fucking intense.
Crazy.
What?
Dude, my uncle was a kid. He was at a friend's birthday party, and there was a drive-by shooting, and my uncle got shot through the arm.
My other uncle did too. Got shot in the arm, got a little scar.
Shot through his bicep. Bullet fractured and went through two different spots throughout his arm.
Damn, my uncle was in a bad part of town. I don't know what happened in the cars. I don't know if they cut each other off, but the guy was talking shit to my uncle. My uncle was talking shit back, and the guy just shot through the car door, and it pierced his arm. And he told me it didn't hurt, but I don't fucking know.
I think my uncle was like 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Rob, you know anyone who got shot before? Hurt seriously? Did not have to be shot.
I mean, my brother got stabbed.
What? Wait, which brother?
Danny.
Which one's Dan?
The one that's a drug head.
Oh, okay.
He's a drug head because he got stabbed. It's a whole thing.
Well, of course. I figured that was correlated. But, like, he got stabbed because of drug stuff? Damn, that's crazy.
No, he got stabbed, and then he got hooked on the drugs that they gave him, and then he worked his way down, and then he started doing the shitty shit.
Oh, what? I didn't know that, Rob.
Yeah, he started with, like, you know, the pills and shit, but then he couldn't afford the pills, so he just kind of worked his way down the proverbial drug ladder.
I've been with Rob for so long, since like high school, right? I was only there for, I don't know when it was, but he went, I don't know if he relapsed or something, but he was home for a little and then he left again, and then I was there for you for that. But I don't know how, like, on his journey, like, where that was for you. Like, I don't know if I can ask.
So, no, he got stabbed when he was, what was he, like 20-ish? And so if he was...
What did he get stabbed for? Do you know why?
So, I mean, it... everyone's been told a different story, so no one really knows exactly. It's either a party or he was at someone's house.
What's the story that you get, one or two of them that you think might have happened?
More or less, he was at someone's house solving a dispute. I don't know where.
Then someone stabbed him over a fight or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
No, it's, I do it all the time.
Yeah, so yeah.
Then he got hooked on what?
He got hooked on pain pills because, you know, they gave him good shit for being stabbed.
I know that's like an epidemic in America, but I've never seen his little family. I'm curious.
I used to work at a smoke shop downtown here in Chico, and my coworker, dude, he used to be hella stuck on painkillers, dog.
It's rough.
It's really rough. And, like, he started at smoking weed. and he ended up pushing up to painkillers, and he was pushing like 30, 40 milligrams hydrocodone a day, dog.
Yeah.
Like, he was sitting there fucking slumping at the cash register, and I'd come over and I'd pull up and I'd fucking take over for him and stuff, tell him to go sit down. Don't get me wrong, like, I would look out for the shop, you know, because it's where I work. I don't want to fucking take a fall, you know?
Yeah,
I also don't need him fucking being, you know, beat by his fucking dad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, his dad would get so fucking pissed at him, dog. We used to have a PS3 that would just chill out and we watch, like, Netflix or whatever, listen to Spotify and shit. Mm-hmm. And we used to go through so many different fucking PS3 controllers because that was the first thing his dad would grab to throw at him.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He'd be sitting there slumped at the cash register, and his dad would fucking just chuck a fucking PS3 remote at his head, dog. Wake his ass up hella quick. The thing would just pop on his head.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
But yeah, said no, I mean, so like, casually.
Like, if you were watching, you know, your kid run your fucking, you know, business, you know, fucking slumped at the register, you know, and you're trying to get it through his fucking head that, you know, look, mind you, this is a grown man over the age of 18.
Oh,
this is like not child abuse. This is like, motherfucker, like, you're an
adult abuse.
You're a fucking adult, dog. Fucking grow the fuck up, you know. Eventually, he did. He's got a wife, you know, prearranged marriage. He's Palestinian. Dude. Fucking terrible wife, dog. This dude pulled a wife out of his league, dog, just because it was an arranged marriage.
Rob, I ever tell you about the girl who asked for her virginity back?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, he reminded me of the story. I've told you this, Wyatt. Rob, I'm going to tell the story to Wyatt because I feel like it'd be a great ender note. Do you still need to get going soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go grab an It's It real quick.
Go. What flavor?
Big chip.
I like strawberry, but you never find it anymore. So I used to date. I dated a girl for like a year and a half, and then we broke up because we was long distance, and she was kind of mean to me, I guess, whatever. Fuck. And there was this other girl.
I've got my mint chip itchy.
And she was her name. I went off to go into it. Let everyone know. I'm gonna listen to this and hate that. I hate both of you. You crushed the can. God damn it. Anyway, there was a.
Sean, girl. Were you saying something? I couldn't hear you over the rapper.
She is. What do I get picked on? My name is part of the show. She was a part of my mechanic class. I known her for a while. She was like a Middle Eastern, Pakistani, Indian girl. I hope I'm not fucking any of that up.
I
know she's Pakistani Indian for sure. I don't know, Middle Eastern. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyways, Pakistani Indian. And she was very sweet and nice. We got along very well. But I was very much, I don't know, the opposite of what her family or what she was looking for. But she was into me. And we started dating. And she was like the first person I ever had like sex with ever. And we were bad because she like would want sex, but then be upset that we did later because she'd feel bad because of her religion and other stuff. And we'd fight about it. And so eventually we stopped working out. And then I'm living my life kind of, it's been like fucking.
No wonder religion doesn't work for you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's been like 8-9 years. I don't even know since. It's almost 10 years. And I'm just going through my thruple breakup, and I'm tripping over my ex-girlfriend, and so I go home. I'm being very, very like bipolar and suicidal. I'm learning about myself, and I'm going home learning these classes, and out of nowhere, weird timing, my ex fucking texts me. He's like, can I talk to you and call you? And I'm like, how the fuck does she know I'm home? Like, that's what I first thought. I message her like, sure, like, okay. I don't know why, probably not a good time, but whatever, I said sure. I talked to her, it's like 6:30 in the morning, and she's like on a trip with her family, and she's like talking to me about how she is now in a new relationship with some guy or whatever. She's gonna like, I don't know if it's probably arranged because of how her family and things work with them. And even when we were together, she would tell me about they try to get her arranged with some like wealthy guy from whatever country, and I'm like, I don't know how, I don't care. Like, I don't know what I feel about that. I don't know, she was trying to make me jealous. Very toxic relationship. Anyways, she was basically asking, like, she wanted to say, like, to ask me if, like, you know, it didn't really count, like, you didn't really go in, typically. I don't
really understand. Dude, I mean, Sean, you do have a wait. Sean, you do have a small dick, so it probably didn't go in that
way. True. This is lore. And she couldn't, like, she was just trying to say it was only, like, the tip and it didn't really count, or this, trying to, like, say all these things. Right. And I was just like, girly, I'll agree with you. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not going to disagree. Like, this is for you to feel better and this and that. I'm not going to discount, yeah, like, what happened. You know,
I'm not sitting here
because
you
her boyfriend wasn't on the phone, I'm right, assuming. And it was just you.
Imagine he was.
Like, listening, and I was just me and her. She was whispering. And I was just talking to her, and I was just like, you know, like, whatever you want to say, like, if you want to discount her, not say these things, like, yeah, like, anything. I'll fucking, if that makes you feel better, I will totally tell you and everyone around you that you want to hear that, like,
right, even though I'm going to tell everyone on the podcast that this didn't.
But between happen. You and me, like, I want to make it clear, like, it's.
I fucked that shit like, up. I fucked it.
And that's a no cap right there.
I don't want her to be crazy. I don't want her to be. Right, I don't know. I just want to be clear. Like, you know, like me and you, like, you don't think that it's true, right?
Right.
I don't know. Like, I. Because if that is, holy fuck. Like, okay, like, that's fine. It's weird to me. Dude. That's just. Okay, like, yeah, but. Dude, and then I hung up and then we never talked again. I was just like, yeah, it'd be nice to talk to you again in the future. Yeah, and we hung up and. I don't know. I didn't know about it. Like, I told her all about it. She was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, like, I'm out here, like, what's with all these bitches are now hitting me up. I don't know where. Oh, my ass bitches. Just about, like, yo, we didn't have sex, right? Like, what?
That's very similar to my virginity story, dog.
Wait.
What do you mean? So, I don't know how to feel about losing my virginity, dog.
What do you
So I was, Rob,
you're next. I'm sorry.
I'm so glad you guys are talking about that, because once he's done talking, I'm just going to hit this leave recording button.
No. So I was dating this chick for a while.
Yeah.
We ended up going to this concert. It was pretty cool. It was a Theory of a Dead Man and Hinder concert, but the lead singer of Hinder was in rehab at the time, and so the lead singer of Breaking Benjamin filled in.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, it was the lead singer of Breaking Benjamin singing all the Hinder songs. It was super dope. And so we end up going back to her house, and I didn't know what squirting was at the time, dog.
Okay.
Bro, so I'm sitting there.
How old are you?
I was like, I don't know, fucking 16 or something like that. And
I think that's healthy. I feel like knowing earlier is kind of not.
I didn't, like, have, like, friends to shoot the shit about, like, sex. None of my friends had sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew what the fuck.
Not about either. You know, yeah.
Like, so, like, I went into it and was like, all right, you know, I seen porn. I know how to, like, I know what hole to stick it in. I know I need to be hard before I go the fuck in. I also know that I need to have a condom, you know? Like, so, like, I'm sitting there and.
Dick in one.
Like, I'll be 100% honest, dog. Like, the first time, dog, like, I only got head. Like, I did not even need to use that condom.
Yeah.
Like, I was sitting there, and we were 69, and I was eating her out, and she squirted on me, dog. And it was like a gallon.
Wait a minute. This man does not know what that is, and he just gets squirted.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
Exactly, dog. I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck?
Just like,
I had a gallon, dog. It was like a gallon. Like, her bed was soaked. Flooded. I could not sleep on that shit, dog. Okay. I was like, all right.
This is gonna sound like a defense. I've never had a woman do that ever. Dude, I think that's rare, right? Dude, it doesn't happen to every girl. Like,
bro,
right?
Sean, no, you're just not like, doing it. Right?
Maybe I suck at sex. Maybe I do. Maybe I suck.
We were both virgins, so I don't know if it was like her being overwhelmed or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were 69, and I was eating her out, and she, like, I, like, at the last minute, dog, I, like, jumped up, and it, like, hit my neck. Like, my head went up. I didn't get flooded out or nothing, but, like, it hit my neck, and I felt like a gallon got dumped on my neck.
Oh, my
God. I was like, holy shit. I was like, what the fuck just happened? I'm soaking wet. I still got my shirt on. I'm sitting there, like, what the fuck, dude?
I just went for a swim in my clothes.
Like, I didn't even stick it in yet. What the fuck is going on? I got scared.
Are you pregnant now?
I got scared, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
She squirts on me? That's how babies happen.
I was like, what the fuck is this? I ended up getting up, dude. We ended up, like, now mind you, dude, like, this whole time, we're like, being dead silent. Because her brother is, like, a half a wall away.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, God, it's one of those.
Like
yeah, I mean, I fucked in Rob's camper.
That was outside in a different... That one, that's different.
And, like, it's happening right here.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that fucking close. Like, it's maybe, like, 6 feet away.
God.
But a wall separated, like, but no door between, like, the doorway. It's rough. Yeah, we were like, you gotta be fucking quiet. So we ended up just stopping at that point, and we were sitting there, and we're like, we don't really know where to go, so we just kind of just went to sleep. And then the next day I got picked up by my granny, and and then, like, a week later I was like, yeah, I don't. I'm kind of done with this. Like, I feel like we should see other people. Like, I was really. I
terrified.
I went home. Like, I went home the next day, jerked off, got some post nut clarity, thought about it for like 10 minutes, and, like, did that for like a week straight before I actually decided on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this man had an existential crisis after being recorded on. He had to have post-nut clarity to think, like, do I enjoy this?
7 days of post-nut clarity!
Dude, 7 days, he's just like, thinking about, like, bro, do I like being squirted? What's that? Does that mean something? Is this, like, a lot? Oh my God, is this, like, her? Is this, like, ownership?
That's my first time ever having anything happen like that, dog.
Rob, yours cannot be worse than that, dude. That's so fucking.
And sorry,
funny.
Everybody, with that is the Rob Show. You guys have a good rest of that.